The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome. Inshallah, today we will discuss about the excellences of Sayyida Tayyiba Tahira Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We'll start with the blessings of Durood-e-Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah. Decorate your gathering by sending peace and blessings upon me, as this will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll start with our first segment, Guess the Puzzle.
Islam is the way of life.
Starting from L, this word. Moving by, we'll start with beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله سرور کہوں کے مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے اللہ تیرے جسم اللہ تیرے جسم منور کتاب شے جانے جام جانے تجلّا کہوں تجھے تجلا کہوں تجھے اور تیرے تو وصف بتناہی سے ہے بری تیرے تو وصف بتناہی سے ہے بری شاہ میں کیا کیا کہوں تجھے حیران میرے شاہ میں کیا کیا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے مجرم ہوں اپنے عفو کا سما کروں شہا مجرم ہوں اپنے عفو کا سما کروں شہا یعنی شفیع روزے جزا کا کہوں تجھے یعنی شفیع روزے جزا کا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کے مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن نس پہ کر دیا لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن نس پہ کر دیا خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کے مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کے مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے سرور کہوں کے مالک مولا کہوں تجھے
سبحان اللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. گریٹ پرسنالٹی ان اسلام نو ڈاؤٹ. ام المومنین حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, ہر ورشپ از یونیک, ہر پائٹی از یونیک, ہر جنروسٹی از یونیک, ایون دا بلیس نالج آف حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ از یونیک. نو ڈاؤٹ وائی, آل دا ریزن بیکاز of the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of the beloved of Allah. So it's an honor to discuss about this blessed personality of Islam. So inshallah we'll start with our beautiful Muballigh Da'wat Islami Qasim bhai.
Subhanallah ji, you know, amongst the many many brilliant things in Islam, amongst the most beautiful things in Islam is, it should be noted that the women, i.e. females within Islam, they are not ignored. Rather, the females, they are given a great status within Islam. Because those women who adopt piety, those women who are the bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, those women who devote their life towards Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, they are given a great status within Islam. Keep this in mind, that women folk as well in Islam, they are not ignored. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, is because she devoted herself to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by doing so, Islam, it grants her a great rank in the court of the eyes of the Muslims. Now, some of the great things regarding this blessed personality is that she had divine fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. She had love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amongst all of this, she was a mufassira. What is meaning? This means that she was a commentator of the Quran. She had great understanding of the Quran. Meaning, one is to understand and go into deep knowledge of the Quranic ayahs. She was great at this, mashallah Azza wa Jal. Amongst this, she was also a muhaddisa. Meaning she was a scholar of ahadith. Now it comes in narrations that she has narrated ahead about 2,210 ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it mentioned 174 of these are amongst the famous books of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So we can see the greatness of this individual, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she was great in terms of relating the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does this tell us as well? That means she had great hafiza, that her memory was very strong as well, in terms of narrating the ahadith. On top of this, subhanAllah, we will go into more detail regarding these great attributes of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But amongst this, she was a muwaffiya, meaning she was great in terms of Islamic jurisprudence, in terms of fiqh, in terms of understanding, in terms of issuing fatawas. She had great understanding in terms of this as well. And amongst her many, many other great attributes, in terms of generosity, having courage, and in terms of bravery, and also amongst this, she was very content. It comes in narrations that she was content with what she had, never making any complaints, etc. And amongst these as well, she had a very affectionate behavior towards her subordinates, meaning those around her in her circle. She was very affectionate towards those. Mashallah. And as we will hear regarding her blessed personality, it was in terms of her helping those who are in need, in terms of a sakhawat, in terms of a generosity. This was unmatched. Another thing that was unmatched of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she set a standard for modesty. She set a standard for parda, something for our Islamic sisters to look up towards. It is how she adopted parda, how she adopted humility, how she was pure, and she adopted modesty as well. These are great things that we should look towards, especially the Islamic sisters, on how we can adopt these things from Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So amongst all of these great attributes she has, subhanAllah, as you mentioned, Shahsab, as well, is that she is the daughter of none other than the best of creation after the prophets, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anha. And you know, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, one of his titles, he was Siddiq, meaning very truthful. So one of the titles we give to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is, she was Siddiqa. So we say Siddiqa binti Siddiq, meaning the very truthful woman, the daughter of the very truthful man. Subhanallah. And amongst this also Tayyiba and Tahira as well. You know the word Tahira in Arabic, it means pure. And subhanallah, this is amazing that this title she was given by whom? By Allah himself. How do we know this? Because Allah himself has declared the purity, the chastity of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So who are we and who is anyone, you know, to make any false accusations against Sayyidina Aisha, against her purity? So this is the greatness of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Amongst all of this, she also has the title of Mother of Believers. Why? Yeah. Subhanallah, she was the wife of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is one thing we will touch upon as well, inshallah. You know, as a wife, how she was great within the household. And also, amongst this title, because she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, meaning she was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As you mentioned, she was the beloved of the beloved. Meaning, who is the beloved of Allah? It is our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the blessed Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Abdul Hanan bhai. SubhanAllah, amazing topic again. And also, you know, when we discuss and mention the attributes of these blessed personality, it also reminds us that if you look the history of Islam, you find many, many examples. The man, the woman, they all on the next level. And they are the role model for this generation and all the generation till come to the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. People here, they are changing the trends. Today is different, the last is different, last century or 19th century was different, 20th century different, 21 is different. But you know, if we follow these blessed personality, their trend till the day of judgment, you don't have to change any trend, alhamdulillah. So if we focus specially about the life, about the history and the seerah of these blessed personality, definitely we start getting the blessings of Allah Almighty and we find the peace and sukoon in our homes as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyids are very a beautiful personality which we are talking about. Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And what can one say? MashaAllah, there are so many things Qasim bhai mentioned regarding Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, but it doesn't end there. It felt that he covered so much, but it doesn't end there. It continues the praise of the mother of the believers, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala. This is carrying on. And Sayyidina Sahib, I want to start from, virtues of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, you can look at it in different aspects. And one of the aspects that I would look at, and when I was reading that, there was a narration of that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she was the wife of the Prophet, so she's in the household of the Prophet. So obviously the blessing she would get from directly from the best of mankind, the greatest of being, the final messenger, the greatest of the prophets, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she's in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So, you know, the company of the best of being, the company of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how unique that company would be. And itself, it would automatically make Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha unique. Why? Because she's in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this itself will, you know, make it unique. Many other things, Sayyidina, And you know, when we talk about that company, I was reading a narration, and he made me, you get this feeling of the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the household. You know, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she's sewing her clothes when the needle fell onto the ground. And at that time, a slight wind blew and it turned off the lamp, right? So it became dark. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the house. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the house, the whole house become litten, right? The whole house become litten, and Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that needle which I dropped, I saw it with the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I picked it up, you know, could you imagine from this itself that how this invite, you know, seeing the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, how she would be. And you know, along with this, many other things, when the revelation was coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sina Jibreel alayhi salam coming, and you know, all this is itself, it's uniqueness of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu. And on top of this, Sayyidah, it doesn't end there. Where is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried? In the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa. You know, from the life and till the last moments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hiding away from our eyes, the company which Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa had was the best of companies, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is, you know, from this, alhamdulillah, you can feel that uniqueness and the blessings where Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala would have gained and got.
You know, learning from this, Shahsab, that this company that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had, this amazing company that she had, we should take lesson from this. That company has a very big effect. We know our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the greatest, you could say, in terms of knowledge. He had great knowledge which he would pass on to his companions. But when she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know that she would spend more time in the company of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this company, it spread onto, it had an effect on her. Why? Because she, like I mentioned, she gained master in a hadith. She gained master in fiqh. She was unmatched in terms of the other women. The other women folk at that time, she was unmatched. Her level of understanding, her level of, you know, Islamic fiqh in terms of Islamic ruling, etc., this was unmatched. And due to this, she got the title of the first female jurist consort of Islam. SubhanAllah. Look at this great title. The first female jurist consort of Islam. That this was the amount of understanding she had. And you know, from this we learn as well, the honor companions. Yes, even the male companions at that time, we can see how Islam gave respect to women at that time as well. When before, in the time of Jahiliyyah, the women folk, they did not get this respect. So what did the companions used to do? For example, the companions had a masala. They had some kind of rulings which they needed help on to understand. So we learn from narrations that they mentioned, the companions mentioned this, that if we had faced any difficulty regarding any hadith or anything, etc., we would come in the court of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they would ask her about it. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would always have the knowledge concerning it. So what does it understand? That she had great understanding in terms of Islam. So our sisters at home, the females listening to this, and the Islamic sisters, we should take lesson from this. That alongside, she was also doing the household chores. That when she migrated, when she done a rukhsati, she would love to, you know, help the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She would love to serve in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was their husband. But on top of this, we also learn that she acquired Islamic knowledge. That the female, she was a female. And what normally comes to our mind is, generally speaking, what some people say as well, is that the females, they take care of the household. And generally, you know, we see that the male figures, they will go out there and study. They will go out in the deen of Allah. But no, we learn from this as well that our female households, they should also go out in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. They should also seek the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek understanding, good understanding of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. She was a female, but she became a muftiyah. She became a female Allah jurist Allah of Islam. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal.
It's not a small thing to become a muftiyah and mujtahida, yes, as well. Muhaddis as well, mufassira as well, a scholar of Islam as well. So many titles. And nowadays we bring so many excuses. Oh, I have to look after this, I have to look after this. She was doing all these things. Apart from all these things, she'll become a great scholar of Islam, even giving to the time to the people as well. Solving their problems. Aaj hamare yahan koi problem lekar aao, mere paas time hi nahi hai. Ek to ilm seekhne ka time nahi hai. Dusra jo hai wo logon ki madad karne ka bhi time nahi hai. If you look at the blessed biography, you find many aspects, even the generosity, it's another level. If you look at the knowledge side, it's another level. Then, if we talk about piety, it's another level. پھر کنات کی بات کریں وہ ایک الگ اس کا چیپٹر ہے. یعنی کہ کمال کی ہستی اگر آپ دیکھیں کہ ایسی ایگزامپل نہیں ملتی آپ کو. اچھا ایک اور جو کمال کی بات تھی عبدالحنان بھائی, نکاح کا پیغام کس نے بھیجوایا؟ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمسیلف سیڈ, جبرائیل علیہ السلام کے. یعنی کوئی آرڈنری از دا لیڈر آف آل دا اینجلز. پیغام کس کا لے کر آ رہے ہیں؟ رب کریم کی طرف سے کہ نکاح فرما دیا گیا ہے عائشہ بنت صدیق سے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام.
She will be your wife in the world.
اللہ اکبر.
Glad tidings news was both سیدنا جبرائیل علیہ السلام came to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and he said that she will be your wife in this dunya and also in the akhirah. So mashallah, you know, this itself subhanallah, great, many great blessings Sayyid Sahab. And alhamdulillah, the connect you talked about the nikah, also how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had extreme love for Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You know, his connection of love for Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was unique. When once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that who is the most dearest to you in this world, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Aisha. And then he asked again that who is the most dearest to you after that, and he said the father of Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
You know, this was the love for love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anhu. When he's asked about who is the most dearer to you, and he mentions Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, alhamdulillah, this it was extreme love. There was many examples of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he spent his moments of joy and happy moments because she came at a young age. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he kept her happy, and how he, alhamdulillah, at times is mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would race with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this was a time of, you know, showing the level of love, like the connection between the husband and wife. These things can only be taken when there is a connection of love between the husband and wife. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had great love for Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In the same way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had love for her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, because he mentioned both of these together.
Even she gave so much comfort to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned these things on many occasions, that she provided so much comfort to me as well. Even if you look at the life, the Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, and look at nowadays, I don't want to stay with you. I had enough. And there is so much complaint. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supplicate for me that I will be your blessed wife in the Jannah as well. And mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ne do advices farmai. Mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya ke don't save the food for tomorrow.
Allah Allah.
Khana kal ke liye bacha kar mat rakho, اور کسی کپڑے کو جب تک اس میں پیون لگ سکتا ہے, یو نو پیچز, ٹل یو کین پٹ دی پیچز آن, اس وقت تک کپڑے کو بیکار نہ سمجھو. یعنی ٹو بیوٹیفل مدنی پلس آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے جو دیے, اور حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا نے اس وصیت اور نصیحت پر ہمیشہ کاربن نظر آئی کہ کھانا دوسرے وقت کے لیے نہیں بچا کے رکھا. آج بھی ہے فریج, مطلب ایک ہفتے کا سامان بھرا ہوا ہوتا ہے, ایک مہینے کا سامان بھرا ہوا ہے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کیا فرماتے ہیں کہ دوسرے وقت کا کھانا نہیں رکھنا, اور کپڑے پہ جب تک پیون لگتے پیچز ہو اس وقت تک بیکار مت سمجھو. ہم تو تھوڑا سا ہو گیا یار, بیکار ہو گیا, پھینک دے, لیکن پیون لگانے سے, یو نو دیز پیچز دے برنگ یور ہارٹ سافٹ ایز ویل, دل کو جو ہے نا یہ نرم بھی کرتا ہے. اس لیے کوشش کرنی چاہیے اپنے کپڑوں کو ایک صاف ستھرا بھی رکھے, اور کبھی کبھی اس سنت کو بھی ادا کر لینا چاہیے. یو نو ہی ہیڈ thousands and thousands dirham and dinar, sometime came up 70,000.
Allah,
and he gave everything in the path of Allah. On that time the patches on the clothes of Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala.
Allah,
hum kya karte, hame kuch zara pehle kapde khareedne hai, kabhi apni cheeze leni hai, patches lage the lekin sara Allah ke raste mein kharch kar diye. Ye bhi to hai na, aaj hamare yahan wo samal ke na greediness, ہمارے اوپر گریڈینس کی وجہ سے جو ہے اس وقت معاشرہ تباہی کی طرف جا رہا ہے کہ میں اتنا جب, حالانکہ میں اتنا کھا نہیں سکتا ہوں, I can't eat that much, I can't save that much, I can't keep that much, because we know we have to go from this world, we have to depart from this world, but don't know why we are collecting so much stuff, it's not benefiting for us and not for anyone else as well. کیونکہ آپ نے حساب دینا ہے, اور جب حساب دینا ہے جو آپ چھوڑ کر جائیں گے उसका हिसाब देने की भी तो तैयारी होनी चाहिए ना हमारे पास.
सही साहब, यू नो माशाल्लाह ब्यूटीफुल थिंग्स व्हिच यू आर मेंशनिंग टुगेदर अबाउट द हाउस होल्ड ऑफ द प्रॉफिट, एंड इट्स मेंशन दैट मेनी डेज वुड पास द पीपल वुड नॉट सी द फायर इन द हाउस, आई मीन द स्टोव बीइंग लिट इन द हाउस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. ऑल द फैमिली ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, द हाउस होल्ड ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, दे वुड सर्वाइव ऑन जस्ट डेट्स एंड वाटर. Many days would pass and all they would have is date and water.
Jee.
And you know, the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, they were pleased with this. These, the mother of the believers, you know, you would never hear any narration mentioning that they would complain about any of these things. But this was the life of the Prophet ﷺ. You know, we know the narrations of the hunger of the Prophet ﷺ, how the Prophet ﷺ would tie a stone on his blessed stomach. You know, in one narration is mentioned the Prophet ﷺ had two stones tied on his blessed stomach. Right, mm-hmm. And this is in the advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving to Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu, do not leave food for the next day. You know, the sisters and the mothers of today, Sayyid Sahab, you'll find that in their homes they have food for the next 10 days, not even 10 days, months to come. You know, if I was to say there's sometimes sufficient food for a whole year, you know, especially with flour, when you buy your rice, you buy these big packs together nowadays, there's food that would last you months and months. And still you find them complaining. You find the sisters of the household, the mothers of the household complaining, oh, we don't have this, or we don't have this, we don't have this. And they should be learning from the lives of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, the lives of the mothers of the believers, that how they lived. And you know, the other narration, the other advice, this is advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving to Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, but in actual fact, to the Muslim Ummah, the mothers of the Muslim Ummah, the sisters of this Ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising them, look, you know, be grateful, be thankful, till you cannot wear clothes with patches, you know, consider that to be a waste. You know, you find today, you say it's up, and with a lot of the sisters of the household today, that, you know, they have many clothes. You know, there's the whole the cabinets are full of clothing, and if you look at the shoes, there are so many, you know, lying about everywhere. They're coming in the way. There are so many shoes. There were so many clothes. Everything is it's there. Yet they are on the day of Eid is coming, or any other day occasions. Oh, yeah. You haven't bought me any clothes yet. They've got about 20, 30 pairs of clothes in the cabinets. Yet they still want more. They're not satisfied. They want more and more. And this, you know, we should be learning from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, that how being grateful and being thankful. You know, some of these clothes they're only worn once. You know, and the amount of money which is gone unto them. And then after that, they've worn some of the especially occasion clothing. You know, the clothing, says I would like to go unto the clothing, you know, which is worn on the wedding especially. You know, that dress, wedding dress. The sisters of the household and the mothers of the household should be pondering over that wedding dress. So many, you know, in our time, you can say over 500 to 1,000 to 2,000. I don't know how expensive these clothing are. And it's only worn once. And after that, it's never worn. It's just left in the cabinet to be hung. And you know, this is how the lifestyle of today is. And then if you were to look at the lifestyles of the mothers of the believers, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, and their lifestyle, their level of sabr, their level of patience, their level of being satisfied with what they achieve and what they got. And the sisters of the household should be learning from this today. And be grateful. Whatever you have, alhamdulillah, they have more than a lot of, you know, you can imagine. A lot more than the many parts of the world, even in our time, say, people don't have these blessings. You know, they don't have a second pair of clothing to cover themselves. And, you know,
they haven't got the roof. No,
they don't have a roof over their head. You know, they don't even know when the food is going to come. If it's going to come tonight, or if they're going to get a meal tonight or not, or they're going to have it tomorrow, you know, and still not being satisfied.
This is one of the great qualities of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, is that she was very content. As I mentioned at the start, that she had this quality within her that she was content with whatever she had. And she abstained from the worldly pleasures and its comforts. You know, she wouldn't be seeking the next best thing. Something which is, you know, seen like Abdul Nabi was mentioned as well, you know, the female of the household. Sometimes what happens is the female, they put sometimes too much pressure on the husband. We need this pair of clothing, the wedding's coming up, we need a new pair. Even though, like Abdul Nabi mentioned, the previous one only worn once. So this, like, you know, extra pressure which is given on the husband, this should try and be avoided. Because one thing, you know, when you put pressure on someone, when you keep asking for something, keep putting pressure on someone, then what can happen is that level of muhabbat, the connection that you have, it can be ruined slightly. So it's very important that, you know, we're not always chasing the next best thing. Now, one thing I heard, before as well, And it was this quote that kamana so apne upar kharch karna paanch lekin jawab dena pure 100 ka.
Kya baat
hai, like
you're earning 100 and you're spending on your 5 and you're giving the accountability for 100. Wow, kya baat hai.
This is what we need to look at, because meaning we earn so much.
Yes.
And remember, everything you earn, all things we're buying, accumulating these things, you have to give a jawab for everything.
You're not spending even on your own self.
Aise hi hai.
This is another word, kanjoos makhi choose. You know, spending on self, even the children, they say, shayad kuch hamare upar bhi ho jaye. You know, earning so much for what? Saving for what?
Allah.
At least realize you're not spending even your own self. Okay, we're not talking about you giving to others. It's good to give others. But what about your own self?
Yes.
Has to be showed from your appearance as well. एक शख्स आया था ना आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की बात में रिवायत, तो उसके बाल और कपड़े इस तरह, तो आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया था ना कि क्या तुम्हारे पास ये नहीं है, उसने कहा है, तो आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने ये फरमाया तो वो जाहिर होना चाहिए, क्योंकि अल्लाह ने अगर तुम्हें कोई नेमत दी है तो उसका जाहिर भी होना चाहिए, तुम्हें रखा है अच्छा रखा है तो अच्छी चीजें होनी भी चाहिए। अच्छा, कुछ चीजें इसमें आ जाती है, जैसे हजरत अली रजी अल्लाह तआला ने यूज्ड टू डेलिबरेटली क्लोथिंग विद द पैचेस. Somebody asked, why you always have a cloth with the patches on? And he said, it makes the heart soft and momin iski pairvi karta hai. Momin follow these things. Yani ki ye jo patches lagana hai na, ye dilon ko narm, aaj dilon ki sakhti badhti ja rahi hai. So much hardness of the hearts around us as well. Even look at yourself. Even I look myself, you look yourself. Our hearts are so hard now. Even somebody advises us, we don't take it.
Allah.
We always take negative. Why? Because heart is full of filth. It's so hard, and to make the heart soft is also one of the beautiful thing. Have a patches on the cloth. Aapke andar ajizi aayegi. Allah Azza wa Jalla like those who have humbleness. Doesn't like the arrogant person. And we show attitude to everybody. And this is not the good thing in Islam. Islam dislike these things.
Sayyid Sahib, you know, even some of the Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, before Islam, before they embraced Islam, they lived a luxury life. And if you look at, you probably would say most of the Sahaba were like, you know, who had a luxury life, and then afterwards they gave everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it reminds me of
Musab bin Umair, amazing personality.
And Sayyidina Musab bin Umair is amongst the Sahaba who was shaheed in the Battle of Uhud, and he's a very famous example. Sayyidina Musab bin Umair, when he came back from Habsha, because he was from the people who did hijrat to Habsha, Ethiopia. Before, he lived a luxury life, and now he's coming back from Hijrah, and he has patches in his clothes, and this was the andaz of the Sahaba Ikram. You know, don't we know about Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, what he had, the wealth, and then he gave everything. You know, they sort of adopted this intention. Even with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who distributes all the blessings, yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he remained hungry, because he's got the keys to the entire world, to the universe. If he wished, he could, you know, the mountains could turn into gold. But the Prophet ﷺ himself lived that life of, he adopted that intention, hunger. He remained hungry. He would say that, I rather be, you know, have food and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given me one day, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the next, but not having anything. You know, this was the andaz of the Prophet. And obviously, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the household of the Prophet ﷺ, they survived on very little, Sayyid Sahib, and they were praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over this, even that they had little.
Allahu Akbar. Aise hi hai, aur khas taur pe apna Qasim bhai, zindagi mein Allah ne bahut kuch nimatein di hain. Agar sirf unhi ki qadar karne lag jaye to kabhi bhi ungrateful banda na. Hamari zindagi ungratefulness mein guzar rahi
hai.
Look at surrounding, look at those people jinke morning mein sham ko nahi pata kya khane ko milega. अल्लाह ने आपको दिया है, और इस वक्त स्पेशली द सिनेरियोस इन द वर्ल्ड, मिलियंस एंड मिलियन पीपल आर डिप्राइव फ्रॉम द बेसिक नेसेसिटीज. अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल हैज ब्लेस यू सो मच, थैंक्स टू अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी, एंड ऑलवेज ट्राई टू हेल्प अदर पीपल एज वेल. यू नो द वन बिगेस्ट डिजास्टर इन आवर सोसाइटी, लाइक इफ द पुअर पर्सन, इफ दे स्टार्ट गेटिंग सम वेल्थ, इज गोइंग फ्रॉम हेयर टू देयर, एंड देन व्हेन ही रीच ऑन दिस लेवल, यू नो व्हाट द एटीट्यूड. He changes his attitude as well. He doesn't like the poor person. Even he should realize he was on that stage as well. उसको नीचे वालों को हाथ पकड़ के ऊपर ले जाने की जगह वो ऊपर आकर उसका अपना attitude change हो जाता है. वो फिर और गरीब को और दबाने लगता है, हालांकि खुद पहले गरीब था. ये माशरे का एक और हमारा बहुत बड़ा नासूर है. कि अगर आपको कुछ अल्लाह ने दिया है तो आप रियलाइज करें आप कैसे थे. इसी तरह दूसरों की बारे में भी आपकी ये सोच होनी चाहिए कि किस तरीके से वो सर्वाइव कर रहे हैं. जब आपकी सिचुएशन के अंदर ऐसी कंडीशन आई थी और आपकी क्या उस वक्त जो है वो एक थिंकिंग होती थी, नाउ थिंक अबाउट दोज पीपल एज वेल. ट्राई टू हेल्प देम, लोगों की मदद करें. दीज ब्लेस्ड पर्सनैलिटी हजरत आयशा रजी अल्लाह ताला, थाउजेंड्स एंड 70,000, 100,000. Imagine you have 70,000 pound, 100,000 pound, and patches on your clothes. But the way they spend their life, they give everything in the path of Allah. Allah. Even not one roti in their own house. And everything they give in the path of Allah. Look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the blessed father of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. He gave everything in the path of Allah. Even the buttons of his shirt. Achha, jab ye cheeze hoti hai, wo kehte na ki jab banda koi neki pahad mein bhi karega na, और इखलास से करेगा, अल्लाह चाहे तो लोगों पे जाहिर हो जाते हैं. वो किस तरीके से वो बटन जिब्राइल अलैहि सलाम आकर जो है वो मेंशन कर रहे हैं.
यस, इधर अबू बकर सिद्दीक एज़ वेल, ही वाजंट अ पॉइंट इंडिविजुअल एज़ वेल. वी हियर द स्टोरीज ऑफ देम गिविंग एब्सोल्युटली एवरीथिंग इन द वे ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्जल. सो व्हाट कम्स टू माइंड इज दैट दे हैव नो वेल्थ लेफ्ट. व्हेयरएज़ नाउ सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन, ही वाज अमंगस्ट द रिचेस्ट कंपेनियंस देयर. He gave everything in the way of Allah, but Allah rewarded them with even more immense rewards. SubhanAllah. Touching upon this, inshallah, upon the generosity of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anha, he mentioned this, that I've not seen anyone more generous than Aisha and Asma radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Who was Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha? She was the other daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So these two great sisters, you can see that they're learning from their father about in terms of giving in the way of Allah, giving in terms of generosity, that I have not seen anyone more generous than Aisha and Asma radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. But he goes on to mention that their styles of generosity, they were slightly different. How? Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she would keep collecting like wealth, she would keep collecting items and holding them together until a significant amount this would be accumulated. Like you were mentioning the waqia as well, that she would accumulate much wealth and then she would spend this in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And subhanAllah, the generosity of her sister, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, how would she do? She wouldn't collect, but rather whatever came into her hands, she would spend that in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she would keep spending it every single day. So this was amongst the generosity of the two sisters, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Sayyid, I just want to go back to what we were talking about earlier. There's one thing, if in our time, if you were to hold on to this, you will find yourself being successful. And that is never complain and never moan and just be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. We learn this from the life of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they didn't have this shikwa, this thing on the tongue. You know, today, Sayyid Sahab, you find every second person, everything in our life is complaining. You know, if it's too hot, it's too hot. You find them complaining, it's too hot. Like, and then it gets cold, then they're complaining about it's too cold. Right? If it's raining, you walk out there, it's a complaint, oh, it's raining. Yeah, it's always raining. And you know, if the sun's out there, you complain about the sun. So it's like, it seems like you're never satisfied. Like you have food, you know, if the food is warm, you say it's too hot. If it's cold, you say it's too cold. You know, even though we've got ways of making, covering these things, still, it seems to be like we are moaning, complaining, everything. You know, someone, sometimes you ask someone and you wish that I would not ask him. You ask him how you are and the brother starts, I've got this problem and I've got this problem and I've got this problem. I mean, thinking about it, the person who you're telling, is he a doctor? He's not a doctor. He probably won't able to help you. He probably won't able to advise you. Yet we are fine complaining, moaning over every little thing. You know, I think, say it's like, if we learn just to be satisfied and just, I think if a person can adopt this in his life, just be satisfied, be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Don't moan over anything. And inshallah, you'll find yourself being happy. You'll find happiness in your life. You find yourself being satisfied with a little.
Yes.
Just because you adopted that in your life, that you made this habit, just being grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a little. Alhamdulillah. You're living on rent. Alhamdulillah. You've got a little flat. Alhamdulillah. You've got a house. Alhamdulillah. You've got two bedroom. It's like we're always looking to gain more. Oh, this place is too tight. I'm living here. I'm in this facility. And say, Sahib, you've been to some other parts of the world where people don't have shelter, don't have food, people don't have clean water. they spend miles and miles traveling and we just open the tap, water comes out. And then we're complaining, oh, it's too cold, it's too hot.
You know, these, especially these disasters, when you've seen in Turkey, Syria, in Pakistan, in Morocco, these, you know, in a tent, yeah. 20, 30 people, just in a small tent.
Allahu Akbar.
Wala, these, they were the, you can say, standard-sized people as well. They have a good living standard. But suddenly everything, within 40 seconds, everything.
Allah.
From palace to on the road. There's no shelter. Now they are depending on the people. Before they used to give zakat, now they are taking zakat as well.
Allah.
So this, you need to be always thankful Allah, whatever Allah Almighty has given us. And one more thing as well, try to always, ek aur cheez jo hai, ke wo logon ke ehsaas karna hai, humare feelings khatam ho gayi. You know, feelings ka ek matter bahut count karta hai. We don't have that feelings now for other people. We only think that we are in the biggest problem of the world. We are in the biggest disaster. We have all kind of problem, no one else. Hame kisi ki problem ka ehsaas hi nahi hota hai. Hame apni parking dekhni hai, hame apna khana dekhna, jisko dekhna wo apna, agar udhar kya kehte hai, do kuch cheeze hongi kuch lene ka, for example two milk left on the shelf and you know two and three people there. I want to take both of it. Yaar ho sakta hai kal mile na mile. Ab is chote se iske andar ek isar aap dekhe. If you desire something and you give it to someone else, you know, this action will take person to Jannah. It's not a big deal. It's only 1 pound, 1.5, 1 pound 50 pence milk. But this, because if you have an intention and if you know how to sacrifice your small thing and gain so much reward, is our way to Jannah is very easy. The blessed place of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha ka hujra mubarak. Aur sabse zyada unko pasand bhi Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ye bhi ek mohabbat ki ek azim jo hai na wo misal hamare samne. Kis tarike se, acha ye bhi likha hua ke without any hesitation, he would speak to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. Hota na ke, okay, isi liye aap unki dekhe, unki knowledge bhi kis level ki, even ke companion Alimur Ridwan, when they faced difficulty to solve any problem, they came in the court of the Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and they solved the problem like this.
I want you to put to the viewers of Madni channel this picture of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and the Masjid Nabawi Sharif.
Subhanallah.
And you know, you from this you will so that they understand this greatness, alhamdulillah. Those who have been blessed to visit the blessed land of Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, they'll know about how these places. And in Madinatul Munawwara, where Gumbad-e-Hazra is, the green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right directly underneath this is the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. This is where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is buried, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And in front of, you know, when people go to give salam, they see the Jali Mubarak, the golden gates, you can say. This is where, from behind this is the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other side, if you look at Sayyid Sahab, you have the raised area, which is called Sahab-e-Sufa, the raised area. And this is behind the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, behind the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. That part where people go and perform nafal. And if you look at
Sahab-e-Sufa ka usse piche.
Ji.
Uske aage ek aur jagah jaate
hain. Ji. And on the right, on the side of this is the place which was Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And this is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times would lift the parda and he would enter straight into Masjid Nabawi Sharif. So you can imagine this, that, and obviously Masjid Nabawi Sharif has been extended to, mashallah, quite big now. So it's important knowing this picture of the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Masjid Nabawi Sharif, the Sahabe Sufa, the place. And then you got Jannat al-Baqi, which is just literally a few steps from the masjid, alhamdulillah.
The door of the blessed house of the Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha opened directly in the Masjid Nabawi Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Usse badh ke aur kya kahenge? Ye itna azad, itna maqam hai Allah ki rehmat se. Allah inke sadqe hamari maghfirat farmaye.
Ameen, ameen. Huzur ki.
Inshallah, pehle ek manqaba sunte hain, then inshallah ek package lenge aap.
Mubarak ma pe sadqe kyun na ho sab ahl di us mubarak ma pe sadqe kyun na ho sab ahl di jo ho ummul mu'minin bint amirul mu'minin. کا پہلو ہو نبی کی آخری آرام گاہ، جن کا پہلو ہو نبی کی آخری آرام گاہ، جن کے حجرے میں قیامت تک نبی ہو جا گزی، اور کیا مبارک نام ہے، کیسا پیارا ہے لقب، کیا مبارک نام ہے، کیسا پیارا ہے لقب، عائشہ محبوبہ محبوب رب العالمین، عائشہ محبوبہ محبوب رب العالمین، کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ تمہارا اہل ایمان میں برا، کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ تمہارا اہل ایمان میں برا، سب تو ہے مومن مگر ہے آپ ام المومنین، سب تو ہے مومن مگر ہے آپ ام المومنین، دی گواہی آپ کی عفت کی سورہ نور نے، دی گواہی آپ کی عفت کی سورہ نور نے، مدحا کرتا ہے تیری سمت کی قرآن مبین، مدحا کرتا ہے تیری سمت کی قرآن مبین، آپ کا علم فقہ تحقیق قرآن و حدیث، آپ کا علم فقہ تحقیق قرآن و حدیث، دیکھ کر حیران ہے سارے صحابہ سارے صحابہ تابعین، سالک خستہ تمہارا گو ہے نالا ایک مگر، سالک خستہ تمہارا گو ہے نالا ایک مگر، بورے بیٹے کو اپنے سے جدا کرتی نہیں، ماں بورے بیٹے کو اپنے سے جدا کرتی نہیں، اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقے کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دی.
سبحان اللہ، ماشاء اللہ، آئیے ایک پیکیج لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
سیدنا ابو مالک اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, As-salatu nurun, salah is light. Commenting on the above hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has stated, Salah is the light of a Muslim's heart and face. It will be a means of light for him in his grave and on the day of judgment. On the bridge of Sirat, the mark of prostration will serve as a torch. Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal has said, Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. Their light will be running ahead of them. The greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Salah is the pillar of religion. One who establishes it, establishes the religion, and the one who abandons it, demolishes the religion. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ayya inshallah, guess the word.
Islam is the way of life.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, chale ji.
B.
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 T.
T.
I was thinking something else.
Chalo, this is the right one you're thinking now.
No. S?
S.
Still thinking something else. MashaAllah. N? Just guessing properly. N?
N. Mubeen bhai to pochna chahiye. Mubeen bhai ki to demand hai iski.
E. E.
E. Is in big demand.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Oh, D.
D. D. Is demand of Mubeen bhai as well. Dates. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale ji.
Papu, where do you find these four letter words?
These four years.
Seriously.
To make it easy for everyone.
I.
You.
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 Soch le.
You will get. C.
H. H.
Social.
Babu, give kya kare? Abu, lagana.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Looks like we have to pass down to Mubeen bhai after this. S.
A. A.
E.
A. Said A, I think.
A.
L. L.
L.
It's a tricky one because you got U and H in the middle. I'm just trying to.
Majlis ne aise bheja to. It's right anyway.
G.
G. G. G. Thoda bigad ke.
Bapu B.
Bapu B.
Chale ji B. T.
T.
Waj ke kaise
mat? I think so, maybe.
Chale, it's very simple.
I.
Aye. Mubeen bhai, last chance. Otherwise, Kasim bhai got it.
Try D Bapu.
Very important.
D. D.
G, Huzur.
Z.
Z.
R.
R. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chalaiyega, guess the puzzle, please.
Islam is the way of life.
Chale ji, guess the poetry, inshallah.
Islam is the way of life.
Kasim bhai. Mujhe.
Mujhe dar pe phir bulana Madani Madine wale Maa-e Ishq bhi pilana Madani Madine wale
Subhanallah. Kya?
Kya ho gaya ghulamon ko tumhare?
Aye, ye to aapka favorite kalam.
Kya ho gaya
sarkar
ghulamon ko tumhare? Kya ho gaya sarkar ghulamon ko tumhare? Aghyaar ke fashion ki nafsat.
Imdad kun az bande gham azad kun dar dino duniya shad kun dar dino duniya shad kun ya se azam dastagir imdad kun imdad kun.
Gali
phir ke gali gali taba thokar sab ki khaye kyun jo akal de khuda teri gali se jaye kyun.
Kya batao ki kya
aap hi sunane wale
mashallah Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah kabhi to ap na bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein.
Acha ji, right answer chala de.
Islam is the way of life.
Light, quickly kya message denge?
One thing is that we've always talked about, you know, creating a good atmosphere within the house. So it's very important that we try and create a good connection with our partners. Try and create good muhabbat with our partners. Now one thing we can learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would give the title to Sayyidina Aisha of Humaira. SubhanAllah. What does Humaira mean in Arabic? You could say it means the red one. Why? Because she had very like red cheeks. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give her this title. So again, we learn by giving good titles, you know, expressing love to our partner, etc. This will bring muhabbat and happiness within the family.
As mentioned regarding Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, that she would fast in abundance and she would also continuously perform tahajjud as well. And the sisters of the household should learn from this that alhamdulillah they can perform namaz, they can do other ibadat as well as alhamdulillah doing the household stuff.
Jazakallah Huzur, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.